Christians in several parts of India continue to suffer the effects of violent religious persecution that broke out late last month in Orissa State. Chris Altieri has more.
Radical Hindu nationalists started the violence late in August, scapegoating Christian communities after Maoists murdered a local nationalist politician. Hindu radicals have political control of Orissa State, and the church's social institutions were the only places in Orissa where many people belonging to the Dalit or untouchable underclass of Indian society were able to receive basic health care and education.
There is hatred, an inbuilt hatred in Indian mind towards Christians.
Father Matthias Buria is the vicar general of Jabua Diocese in the central Indian state of Madhya Pradesh. He is also a member of the Adivasi, who are among India's most ancient inhabitants. Many Adivasi converted to Christianity in the 19th century. Father Buria says the instigators of the violence are also manipulating lingering bitterness over the colonial legacy.
Today, the mind of general Indian is we are low, we are poor, we are uneducated, we are backward, is because of the exploitation of the Britain.
In addition, many Christians have been forced on pain of death to renounce their faith. Orissa's Archbishop Raphael Keenath has been in the national capital since the violence erupted in hopes of meeting with India's president. He says he is unable to return home because of death threats from the Vishwa Hindu Parishad.
I have been told by my friends and others, better don't go to Bhubaneswar now because they are targeting me.
The Catholic Church in India provides nearly a quarter of all healthcare services, operating 5,000 facilities. I'm Chris Altieri.